where does that have a place in the economy today? Like, I just don't understand. Like, why would anybody...
It just never made sense to begin with. I want to go to Thailand.
I feel like I know somebody who's been to Thailand. I've heard good things about it.
You feel like you know somebody who's been there?
Yeah, this would have been back in high school, like an upperclassman who was talking about going there or something.
Like, I'm just going to pack up one day and I'm going to leave.
I'm pretty sure it's a pretty cheap getaway.
Oh, no, it's super cheap.
What's stopping you?
I just haven't picked the day yet.
Yeah, that's actually all that's stopping
that's
you.
That's really it.
Just take some time off, go to Thailand.
I gotta probably update my passport because that's probably expired by now. But yeah. So after we check that one off the list, it's just going to be buying a ticket and flying over there. You know what I'm going to do after that?
Probably nothing.
I don't know. I don't know. We're going to find out when I get there.
I mean, I don't know what the U.S. dollar...
Oh, it's super cheap to live there. You could live for like one U.S. dollar a day on street food. Like decent food, too.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I don't know like the quality, but like decent amount.
Sure.
I mean, there's probably a lot of things wrong with the food.
Yeah.
But...
It's Thailand, dude.
It's either going to be Thailand or Vietnam, just somewhere in like Southeast Asia.
Vietnam is also pretty cheap living, I think.
We actually have a buddy who is off the boat from Vietnam. He lived there for the first 11 years of his life.
Dude, I'm going to take him back with me.
He'd probably go with you.
I'm sure he would.
He actually just went back to Vietnam.
Yeah, last summer he was in Vietnam for like a month and a half. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Left for Nam.
I'm going to build a nice little shack on a beach. Probably just fish.
You probably can.
Yeah, you probably can.
So if you never hear from me again...
It's got to be
one of the many possible whereabouts.
Going from the Western world over to countries like that, just how different life has to be over there. Probably easier to a degree. Not like easier.
No, I think it depends.
Depends. I don't mean easier in like your quality of life is better. I mean in terms of like less governance, depending on where you go. Like less regulation.
Remote. Like the more remote you get, the less regulation there is. But I'm pretty sure Vietnam's still like communist dictatorship.
Is it?
But I think they just don't care about, like, there's a lot more. It's kind of like, you know, like there's probably a
democratic.
I don't want to say democratic. I'm just saying, like, the more remote you get, the less government influence you have and the more local influence you have.
Yeah.
So, like, if there's a local gang, they would probably take over and it really wouldn't matter what the government says. It would basically be run by that gang.
That makes sense.
That would be my thought. I don't know a whole lot about current Vietnam, but if I had to guess. I could totally see something like that.
We do have a resource.
I may have to talk to that resource. May have to find out a little bit more information.
Yeah, he'll talk to you about it.
You know, the other alternative is Alaska.
Alaska would be
like
cool.
Like remote Alaska.
I do know a guy who wants to live in Alaska.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd like to live there, but to have like a home up there just to go and visit every now and then, that'd be kind of cool.
I want to visit like when it's nice in Alaska.
Man, I'm going to be like an Alaskan bushman.
I couldn't do that. I have to give you credit for that.
I remember that show, The Alaskan Bush People.
Yeah, dude, I just got, like, think about it. I just got to wait till summer. I buy a ton of food that I know will last me through winter. Then I have hunting and fishing to supplement. If the, you know, lake doesn't freeze, then I guess I could go ice fishing. But I'll supplement on hunting and fishing. And I'll just live.
That's true. And I feel like as you get more rogue and more remote, your quality of life goes up.
But the dangers also go up.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's high risk, high reward. Because eventually, if you hide good enough and you go rogue, what's a tax anymore? You're not going to pay a tax if you're living in a bush in the middle of nowhere, right?
No, yeah, right. But how do you get the money for food? That's the question.
I don't know. You just got to build some spears.
You probably have to live as like... off of what you hunt and what you fish, like you'd sell that. You know, you'd sell like pelts, skins, maybe.
Well, I guess if your food's your objective, why sell the hides and stuff from the animals? Just eat the food from the animals.
No, I'm saying you would eat the food from the animals, but you can't just live on meat and fish indefinitely. Think about it.
I suppose.
I mean, you wouldn't want to. Let's put it that way. You'd want a little bit more in your life, and you'd want to be able to go into town maybe every now and then and have like a meal or something, or maybe see some people, or
a side hustle. You gotta start a side hustle.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have
selling furs.
You'd have to have some
drop shipping hides.
You could. Yeah, I mean, if you're remote though, it'd be pretty tough to do it in the winter. You'd have to wait till like this. You know, the
you could sell like animal NFTs.
Yeah.
Maybe. Are like NFTs even a thing anymore?
No.
I saw a handful of articles from like a month or two ago. A lot of people getting ripped, losing like lots of money on NFTs. Because I get, you know, we always say you could just screenshot it. And then they're like, oh, but the blockchain. Okay, fine. You can argue that it's digital art, whatever. But where does that have a place in the economy today? Like, I just don't understand. Like, why would anybody...
It just never made sense to begin with.
No, it just... I never really understood how it had a place.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, assets and value. Like, if you have a house and a car, and I've got a car and an NFT, I don't know. But just... Asset-wise, like, it just doesn't make sense.
Like, would you trade me two NFTs for a house?
No.
Exactly. I wouldn't trade you a house for two NFTs. It's just stupid.
No.
Yeah.
None of it makes sense.
I had a feeling that everything was going to go down. And maybe we're wrong. Maybe in 5 years, NFTs are going to be like the currency. Maybe we can look back at this and laugh, but I have a hard time believing
that.
I
doubt it. They might go back up in value at some point, but I don't think that they're going to become
the next Bitcoin. There may be like a small resurfacing of it, but it'll be different. If it does resurface, it'll be so different.
Like but crypto in general, though, has taken a huge hit this last year. Big hit. Like, I remember when Bitcoin was at 60K, it's at like 16 right now.
That's not bad. Maybe I should buy some.
I mean,
hey, think about it. If I luck out, let's say I buy it for 10K, it goes up to 60K, man. That's $50,000 I did nothing for.
That's true.
I could actually afford crypto.
But it can also go down to $1,000.
Yeah, I said it could go down to a penny. It could be absolutely worthless. And it then could. I think... You were saying high risk, high reward.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. Crypto is one of those things where I just don't know anything about it. And I think the overall concept of crypto in general is just, I don't know. You really got to be pretty smart for that. And I don't know if that fits my resume.
Do you have to be smart or lucky?
No, I'm not invested to understand crypto and how it works.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. Like all the mining and stuff, I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand. Hell, I don't even think most of the people who are invested in it understand it. I think they're just like, oh, this looks like a good opportunity, and then they just buy it.
No, I think the general idea of crypto is unregulated currency. So, like, the U.S. government doesn't have any influence on Bitcoin.
Right.
It's like, you know, a private currency, but it's also confusing, and... It's unregulated, which is cool until you get scams. I think it was FTX. I could be totally wrong on that, but there was a big crypto project that ended up being a total scam.
Really?
And a lot of people got ripped on it.
It was FTX.
FTX, yeah. And a lot of people got ripped
Logan
on that.
Logan Paul just had a crypto scam, too.
Yeah.
No, was CryptoZoo, he like part of it, or was he?
He was the head of it.
Oh, he was the head of it.
Yeah. It was called CryptoZoo, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, and they just busted him for that.
Logan Paul bought an NFT back, like, I don't know, last year. It was worth like $500,000 or $200,000. It was worth a ridiculous amount, and now it's worth nothing.
No, I think it was worth, I think he paid $600,000 for it, and now it's like worth $600.
Yeah, but he could lose that kind of money. I mean,
he could.
Fine, I just think
still,
it's funny.
Though,
it's funny as hell, but I'm just saying.
There was a good period of time.
You have to be in the situation.
Fine. There was a good period of time where every celebrity's profile picture was an NFT, and that has to make you wonder, like, if everybody's forcing NFTs on everybody, is it genuine? I don't know. Like, not everybody's profile picture wasn't a Bitcoin.
Or is it just a big pyramid scheme at the end of it?
See, that's what I mean. It's like, I don't know. Not that NFTs were a scam to begin with, but when it's that prevalent, especially amongst, like, you know, higher profile people.
Gary Vee peddled that stuff like no tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he was bad.
He was all over it.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner was NFTs.
Yeah.
He created his own NFTs. He swore up and down about them. And now, I mean, I don't follow Gary Vee. I don't see any of his clips. But
I was just going to say, have you seen him recently? Because I haven't.
No,
I haven't. I used to follow him, but then it started to annoy me because he just was constantly in my face. So,
well, I mean, he was an influencer, let's be honest. If we really think about it, Gary Vee was an influencer. Yeah. And what happens? They lose popularity.
He's a part of the self-help
movement. And
they
start boxing.
Yeah. or they begin with boxing,
and then
become an influencer, go to jail.
Or they start rummaging through garage sales looking for deals as
millionaires. Imagine Gary Vee pulls up to your garage sale.
I'd shut the door.
You can Google his net worth of $6 million, and he's bartering for a nickel.
I'd shut the door.
Well, that's about it.
That's all I got today.
See ya.